A film that screened Friday in New York, and Sunday it's going to screen here in Columbia. Laura Poitras's Citizen 4.
So I don't know anything about you.
Okay. I work for...
Sorry, I don't know your name.
Oh, sorry. My name is Edward Snowden. I go by Ed. Edward Joseph Snowden's the full name.
The film goes into the week NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden spent in a Hong Kong hotel room, spilling the details of state-sponsored surveillance. A bunch of reviews came out following last week's initial screening in New York, and they're all glowing, predicting a possible Oscar for Best Documentary. This is a film many have been waiting a year and a half to see, to go inside that hotel room, hear some of those conversations between Edward Snowden and the Guardian reporters.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I'm not going to get to see it this weekend here in Columbia, but I am looking forward to seeing it, and I think people should definitely go watch this movie. There's some breaking news that kind of came out of the documentary. One, that Snowden's girlfriend,
who
he left behind in Hawaii, is now living with him in Russia. There was another story that said that apparently a second whistleblower has come forward to Glenn Greenwald and the folks at The Interceptor as a result of what's gone on with Snowden. So that's pretty interesting to see what's going to develop there. There's news that Greenwald and WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange are basically fighting over the legacy of Edward Snowden. So those are all kind of interesting things. But I'm not sure that's the most interesting thing that's going to come out of this documentary. I mean, reading some of those reviews, it's really amazing to hear what Poitras has gone through and in some ways how her exile in Berlin kind of parallels the exile that Snowden's facing in Russia.
I mean, I think it's one of those things where you have governments, the governments that are being impacted by this, and clearly the United States, Great Britain, and others, who have really gone out and orchestrated these exiles. I mean, they have pretty much tried to create this narrative that this is not whistleblowing as we know it. These are people who have put others in danger, who have created this sort of mass use of secrets to thwart what these governments have been doing to fight the war on terror. And they've crafted it in a way that has sort of isolated them. And it'll be interesting to see how this film plays out among the populace when they get a chance to see it.
Yeah, one of the things, there's a great piece in The New Yorker, which you've posted on our blog, and I would really encourage people to read that, basically looking at how Laura Poitras made the film. And it's really eerie to me how, I mean, she is in Berlin because she was constantly being harassed, stopped in airports when she would fly in or out of the country. And so she is there in Berlin right now, finished up the film. Snowden is in Russia, and both of them say how much they would like to come back to the U.S., which is a little different from some of these other whistleblowers and, you know, crypto anarchists and other folks that are out there.
Well, I'm going to be going Sunday. I'm looking forward to seeing the whole thing.
Yeah, to me, it's one of those things where I think the governments themselves are really trying to downplay this film that's coming out, because I think they're concerned that something new may come out, or now that the story has sort of lost its legs, that it'll reemerge again.
Or that perhaps people will see it in a different light when seeing exactly how it unfolded, or without maybe the filter of a reporter's lens, as opposed to just watching the conversation as it happens.
Well, in fact, what kind of example does he set? As I say, one of the things that comes out in the movie is that apparently there is another source now in the intelligence community that's leaked information about our drone program and about who's on the Obama administration watch list, terrorism watch list. So there may be a lot more information that could come out as a result of people seeing and honoring what Edward Snowden has done.